Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Gankoff coming to you live on the Republic Broadcasting Network on this Friday, July 7th, 2023. It is 2 p.m. Central Time. Let's jump right into the 7th of July topics, Israeli atrocities in Jenin. We have a ton of links up there. Take a look at all of them, of course. One in particular that is particularly well written is by Yusef M. Aliamal for Politics Today. The end of the Palestinian state, he asks. Jenin is only the beginning. My old friend Marwa Osman at Press Television has a video up there on this whole subject of what is going on in the West Bank city of Jenin. We put that one up there, as well as Sami Jamil Jadala for VT Foreign Policy, which, of course, I already also write for. Sam Hodgen writes me today from Yerevan, Armenia. Sam Hodgen alternates between Yerevan and Fresno, California. He is a Church of the Nazarene evangelical pastor. And Sam writes today to me from Yerevan on Israeli pogroms. The walls of the Armenian convent in the Armenian quarter of Jerusalem have been vandalized with hate speech, the Armenian National Committee of Jerusalem informs. Quote, death to Armenians, Christians, Arabs, and Gentiles, unquote, along with calls for revenge, were written on the walls of the Armenian convent. Quote, this is not the first time an incident like this has occurred. Armenians in Jerusalem, along with other minorities, have been discriminated against and have been subjected to violence countless times. These hate crimes committed by Jewish extremists have been increasing over the past few years, and they will keep happening if action isn't taken against the perpetrators, unquote, ANC Jerusalem said in a Facebook post. Quote, discrimination is wholly unacceptable to the Armenian community. We strongly condemn these acts, and we demand this issue be addressed and resolved by the local authorities, unquote. And I'll say it again, folks, as long as the United States is bankrolling this Zionist regime, this sort of thing is going to continue, complete with ongoing land thefts and complete with ongoing extremist activities on the part of these so-called Israeli settlers who continue to expand where international law forbids them from going. So keep an eye on that particular story. Nationalism in Europe, I chose as a topic for today. There are a series of things going on in Europe that would suggest that Global Homo is not as popular with its populace as it used to be, and that the Russian-Ukrainian war has something to do with this. Al Jazeera has a piece entitled Germany's Spy Agency Cautions Against Voting for the Far-Right Alternative for Deutschland. Read that article because it sounds like it could have been published by Joe Biden and the Democratic National Committee in this country with the help of the FBI. But nonetheless, the Global Homo crowd is obviously starting to panic and to feel some tension in Europe. We posted a series of stories from European Insider on the numbers for the Alternative for Deutschland. Radovka also reports that they have become the most popular party in Germany. 21% of the voters are ready to vote for them, according to an INSA poll for Bild magazine. The CDU-CSU bloc, which is now in opposition, is supported by 25%, but formally they are two different parties. Alternative for Deutschland, among other things, is in favor of limiting the influx of migrants and the start of peace talks on Ukraine. That would make any police state nervous. So in this particular case, take a look at all of those links that we have up there on Alternative for Deutschland. We are told in France, our old friend Marine Le Pen is surging beyond anything that she has shown thus far in regard to her popularity in France. Same story there. People are sick of this globalist war in Ukraine. They're sick of Volodymyr Zelensky, and they're sick of all of this unrestrained, unvetted immigration from non-Western countries into these Western countries like France, which has produced the catastrophe that Macron has completely lost control of in France. European Insider will report on that, of course, along with a series of other sources. Poland is reporting, we got this from European Insider as well, that something like 50% of their population thinks that their government and their president are more concerned about Volodymyr Zelensky and Ukraine than they are the people of Poland. If you are an American and suspecting that Joe Biden is guilty of that, he and his Democratic National Committee, you have plenty of people in Poland that would go along with your suspicions on that, including yours truly. Things are going on in Greece, where you have three different so-called right-wing parties that have done extremely well in polling in recent weeks. The Duran has a video on this entitled "Elections in Greece, the Left Collapses, Elections in Germany, Alternative for Deutschland Surges." Switzerland is another place where this is going on. Switzerland's main right-wing populist party, the SVP, urged citizens this past Sunday to vote for them at the upcoming federal elections to, quote, "avoid civil war-like conditions as seen in France," unquote. Well, folks, what's going to happen in the UK, in Britain? How much longer are the people of Britain going to put up with all of this non-Western immigration there, as well as all of these people representing them who are not historically Brits? That includes Mr. Sunak, of course, the current Prime Minister of Britain, who can also be accused of spending more time trying to support Volodymyr Zelensky and Global Homo's war against Putin's Russia than he spends trying to support the people of Britain with their own problems with their economy and their economic infrastructure and educational situation, as well as all of the societal unrest that's beginning to show there, along with all of these other European countries. Folks, this is going to be coming to the United States as well. Just keep your eyes open. We will see how long people go with so-called conventional electoral alternatives before more tension-filled situations start happening in the United States, especially in our urban areas. We've posted a series of things about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his campaign. There is a conversation with the candidate. It's a video that our own Republic Broadcasting Network put up there from a YouTube source. I'm trying to remember which YouTube source put that up there. But nonetheless, RBN is reposting it. You can get the RBN link in your roadmap, which accompanies this show. Sky News Australia has one on Kennedy Jr. talking about the JFK assassination and Second Amendment rights. I haven't watched that video yet. I do know that Mr. Kennedy has talked about the JFK assassination and the assassination of his own father in terms of the Central Intelligence Agency. I agree with that, but it goes far deeper than that. And I think Laurent Gayanot, once again, and our old friend, the late Michael Collins Piper, author of Final Judgment, former broadcaster on this network, point the finger at Israel and Dimona and Ben-Gurion and the Meyer Lansky Israeli crime syndicate in the United States and elsewhere. That's where I think the ultimate truth of that lies, and I've made that clear many times. What exactly RFK Jr. believes about Second Amendment rights might be revealed in this YouTube video, which I haven't watched yet. I don't want to characterize Mr. Kennedy's views on Second Amendment rights and gun ownership until I've delved more deeply into the subject. I suspect that he is not as solid on this topic as you or I would be here at RBN. But nonetheless, that YouTube video may enable us to find out a little bit more about his Second Amendment position and whether or not that's extremely qualified or not. William J. Astori for Lou Rockwell has a good one up there entitled, "Does Russia Have Legitimate Security Concerns?" Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that they do. I agree with him on that particular subject. Spiked Online has an excellent one out there. It's entitled "RFK Jr. Versus the Democratic Elites." The more the Democrats try to censor him, the more voters want to hear from him. That's a quote from Spiked Online. There's an article on RFK that if you are a listener to my show and a longtime listener to the Republic Broadcasting Network generally, you will probably want to zero in on. That's an unintended reference to the Zero Hedge story entitled "Inevitable Suppression Awaits the RFK Jr. Movement." This particular situation zeroes in on RFK's so-called Pyrrhic victories, Where has he stood historically on subjects like abortion and on Russiagate? This article gets into that, written by a so-called conservative with the kinds of connections to the Young Americans for Freedom and college Republicans and so forth. This article says that if conservatives shouldn't support RFK Jr. based on his politics or ideology, then perhaps they'd be better off supporting the idea of his campaign rather than what he actually stands for, giving Biden a political black eye ahead of the 2024 general election. That's one reason to support RFK. That's a basic reason among two that I have given to my listeners here at the Republic Broadcasting Network on why they should enter the Texas Democratic primary if they're Texas voters, if they're in another state listening to me as I'm speaking here. Enter your state party primary as a Democrat and vote for RFK Jr. for two reasons. Reiterating what Zero Hedge has said here, giving Biden a political black eye ahead of the 2024 general election. Due to Biden in 2024, what RFK Jr., his father profited by when Eugene McCarthy decked Lyndon Johnson in New Hampshire in 1968. That's basically what we need to be pointing ourselves toward as we strategize on 2024. But the other reason for supporting Kennedy, in my view, is he is the clearest of any of the candidates thus far in sounding the alarm on this Russian-Ukrainian war and the wider war that awaits us if something isn't done about this to pull back. That's another excellent reason to support RFK, at least in the Democratic primaries. What happens if he pulls off a miracle and becomes the Democratic nominee in a 2024 general election? Well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Obviously, everyone has their freedom of choice on this. And if the Republicans nominate Trump again, and you have a Trump RFK Jr. Face off, that would make for a very interesting election. DeSantis is constantly slipping in the polls. I'll mention something that The Hill has published on that in just a moment. Why DeSantis is going downhill a little bit is anyone's guess. I would suspect that a lot of people have decided that they just don't like the guy. I'm serious. I have a nephew that played baseball with him at Yale, and he and DeSantis are not the best of friends. And I perceive that some of that may be perceived by the general public when they watch DeSantis. He may not be hitting it off with folks, whereas RFK Jr., whether you like him or not in terms of his political views, RFK Jr. certainly comes off as a very likable person. He comes off as an honest person. I don't believe him to be a crook. These youngsters that are surrounding him in terms of his candidacy remind me of his dad and his uncle in a bygone era when I was just a young boy. So RFK scores very highly in the likability department. We will see how far that takes him in these 2024 primary battles against Joe Biden, who is an extremely unlikable and dislikable character, whether you're in his party or not. The Duran did a show here a couple days ago. I was watching Alexander Mercuris and, of course, Alex Christoforou, and they were talking about how many world leaders across the spectrum really don't like Joe Biden at all. Why? Well, aside from the fact that he's a crook and a warmonger, he's just generally a jerk. So on that basis, of course, Biden, who has a lot of powerful forces behind him, obviously, in the Democratic Party, the DNC and the Clinton-Obama ADL wing of the Democratic Party is clearly, and the neocon wing of the Democratic Party is clearly firmly behind Joe Biden. But nonetheless, we'll see what happens, which is why I suggest to all of you out there who share my basic ideological positions, of course, which are at odds with RFK in a couple of key areas, at least that I'm aware of, to nonetheless consider supporting him, to give him, as Zero Hedge puts it, giving Biden a political black eye ahead of the 2024 general election. Help RFK Jr. do to Joe Biden what Eugene McCarthy did to LBJ in 1968. That went a long way toward getting rid of that bum. Let's get rid of another bum in approaching 2024, whose name is Joseph Robinette Biden. By the way, I had to look up Biden for an unrelated purpose in the last couple of days, and I decided to try and find out what R stands for. Robinette. Joseph Robinette Biden. Enough said. We'll clear our throats and move on. Pro-RFK Jr. Super PAC says it has raised more than $10 million. That comes to us from a variety of news sources, including the New York Times. So those are up on your roadmap for your perusal. Here's one that comes up. It's a curious one. RFK Jr. says he's pro-choice, but he calls every abortion a tragedy, quote unquote. This is a conversation with the candidate from WMUR-TV on YouTube. We have that posted. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I would imagine that RFK Jr. has a somewhat nuanced position on this whole subject of abortion. Let's face it, folks, if you are not technically pro-choice, you ain't going to get the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States. And yet, in terms of RFK's long-term work for the Children's Health Network, Children's Defense Network, whatever the name of his NGO is, and the fact that he is a Roman Catholic would suggest that there might be plenty of room for negotiation on this subject if he were, in fact, to be eventually elected president of the United States, which, of course, is admittedly an extreme long shot at this juncture. Joe Biden, what do we say about Joe Biden, aside from the latest cocaine find in the West Wing of the White House? Secret Service says it's going to have a lot of difficulty trying to trace out the source of that cocaine. They might want to start with Hunter Biden for openers, but aside from that obvious faux pas and this obviously compromised character of this Secret Service that surrounds Joseph Robinette Biden, The Hill has a very serious op-ed out here. And no, I didn't play around with the title for humorous purposes. This is the title. The Hill says that we need a serious conversation about Joe Biden's brain. I'm going to repeat that. We need a serious conversation about Joe Biden's brain. When I come back, I'll touch upon that. And in the not too distant future, we'll grab some callers if any turn up here. You're with Mark Dankoff on RBN, coming to you live from San Antonio. We'll be back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Listening to the Dankoff Report live from San Antonio, Texas, on this Friday, July 7th. Back for a moment to this Hill article, The Hill. Republicans sound alarm over DeSantis' sagging campaign. That's the next one. Let's go back to the first Hill article, one we parted with at the break. We need a serious conversation about Joe Biden's brain. I would suggest that anyone who would vote for Joe Biden needs to have his or her own brain examined by the Hill or by someone else. Nonetheless, this very serious op-ed raises the obvious questions about this guy's mental incapacitation. Aside from the fact that he's a crook and that his son is a crook and that Biden is a dangerous warmonger who is pushing the envelope on getting us into a third world war, even aside from all of those reasons to never touch this guy's particular name in a voting booth, he is mentally incapacitated, and an increasing number of sources who've tried to cover for him before can no longer do so. Take a look at that story. We need a serious conversation about Joe Biden's brain and the collective brain of the American political elite that rigged the 2020 election to foist this guy upon us, to rig it, if for no other, in at least in terms of the suppression of the New York Post story on Hunter Biden's laptop and these 51 deep state officials that were telling you and me on television that this story was all, quote unquote, Russian disinformation. By the way, if you go back to that Al Jazeera story on the alternative for Deutschland, Germany's intelligence agency is telling Germans that voting for the alternative for Deutschland party is enabling Vladimir Putin and enabling the Russian agents who are trying to subvert the situation in Germany. That on its face is laughable. The German economy is being deindustrialized and destroyed by this Green Party global homo element that is now in over its head in this Russian-Ukrainian war. The German economy, once the finest in Europe, has gone into the tank for, among other reasons, denying itself cheap access to Russian energy, which was mutually beneficial to both Germany and Russia. And, of course, this so-called German government knows very well that the Nord Stream pipeline was attacked and destroyed by the United States and Norway. And Seymour Hersh is absolutely, in my view, correct about this. What kind of a sovereign government allows its own economy and its own pipeline asset, legitimately constructed by a partnership with another country, to be destroyed. Destroyed by a country that it is in military alliance with through the North Atlantic Treaty Organization? This is pretty bizarre stuff, folks. But nonetheless, when you look at this, whether you're talking about the German political elite and their intelligence agencies, or you're looking at the deep state in the United States, they're trying to sell you on the idea that if you are voting for anyone other than the Globo Homo candidates, the New World Order candidates that have been assigned to you, that you are wittingly or unwittingly an agent of Vladimir Putin in Russia. Do with that what you will, folks, but it's about time that we boot all of these people throughout Europe. And these jokers that have destroyed this country, boot them out, and boot them out in mass. So enough said there, but obviously with what we have looked at from Madovka and from European Insider, we are starting to see in Germany and in Greece and in Switzerland and in France with Le Pen, and hopefully we will begin to see a backlash in Britain itself against these self-destructive policies. The 50% of Polish voters think that their president is more concerned about Zelensky and Globo Homo than he and his party are about average Polish people. They're right. But so is that is also the case with these Globo Homo New World Order elites that are running the show in the United States and throughout the European Union and in the UK. ACH, my old buddy Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, has a very fine interview out there with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson, another person that I esteem a great deal. This is entitled The Nature of Corporations. Give that one a good listen. Oh, here's one, folks, that ought to be heartening to all of us. LifeSite News reports that Pope Francis has received Bill Clinton and George Soros' son in a private Vatican visit. Supposedly, they gathered to talk about peace. And I guess that is spelled P-E-A-C-E. Perhaps during the Monica Lewinsky era would have had a different spelling. Ron Unz, affirmative action in the Jewish elephant. Take a look at that one, and we will be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Dan Koff Report on the Republic Broadcasting Network, live from San Antonio, Texas, on this July 7th. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
We are back. We're listening to the Dan Koff Report live on RBN on this Friday, July 7th, 2023, from San Antonio, Texas. By the way, talking about the rise of political dissonance throughout Europe over all kinds of things pertaining to the nationalism versus globalist issue, which I think is ultimately, Le Pen is right about this, as well as some other people. Marine Le Pen emphasizes that that is the true divide in the Western world, at least, that really matters. Are you a nationalist or are you a globalist? And this whole business of conservative and liberal, especially in the United States, has become increasingly meaningless if you're talking about people like Lindsey Graham being a conservative. What does that really mean? We'll get into that in a minute. But add the Dutch government, Holland, add that to the list of troubled situations in Europe. European Insider has a breaking story here that the Dutch government has collapsed after a failure by coalition parties to reach an agreement on what? On measures to limit the number of asylum seekers. Prime Minister Mark Rutte will request the resignation of his cabinet to His Majesty King Wilhelm Alexander. Snap elections could be held by November this year. Now, this story makes reference, of course, to the crisis with immigrants and immigration. But you have to wonder whether or not this whole issue of the Russian-Ukrainian war and these Western governments all destroying the aspirations of their own people to support this joker Zelensky in a NATO surrogate operation against Russia. You have to wonder if that isn't the case here in the Netherlands as well, although you're not going to read that certainly in their mainstream press. Before we even get to the Russian-Ukrainian war, by the way, Intel Slava Z has one that in the future we need to do a show on, perhaps an entire show or two on. The Republicans' new border plan, send the military into Mexico. Now think about this one for a minute, folks. The GOP has all kinds of people saying that we should be sending the military into Mexico to battle these Mexican drug cartels. That's an interesting proposition, isn't it? When, of course, on this side of the border, we're constantly catching people involved in these drug cartels and using these poisons and supporting these drug cartels with their illegal purchases, who end up getting out of prison on a revolving door basis. That's a big issue, isn't it? But nonetheless, Intel Slava Z, which is a Russian news source, is spending a lot of time looking into this Republicans' new border plan to send the military into Mexico. GOP candidates and lawmakers want to use the U.S. military to battle drug cartels. Here's some of the text of this story. Former President Donald Trump was previously called for building a wall along the southern border and giving drug dealers the death penalty. I support both of those. Has also proposed creating a naval blockade of Mexico to prevent drugs like illicit fentanyl from entering the U.S. His leading opponent in the 2024 GOP nomination race, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, promised last week to use deadly force against anyone caught smuggling drugs across the border. On Capitol Hill, Lindsey Graham, a gay Republican from South Carolina, and John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, have both voiced support for military operations in Mexico. Senator J.D. Vance, Republican of Ohio, said in a recent interview on NBC that cartels should be considered terrorist organizations meriting a military response. And Representatives Dan Crenshaw, Republican of Texas, and Mike Waltz, Republican of Florida, have sponsored a bill that would formally declare war on the cartels, meaning the military would be authorized to drop bombs on cartel targets. There's a simple reason the idea of a military intervention keeps cropping up, says Intel Slava. It's popular, not just with Republicans. In an NBC poll taken in late June, sending troops to the border to stop drugs was the single best like of 11 GOP proposals tested with Republican primary voters. And it was the only one that gained support from a majority of all registered voters. Now that's interesting, folks. DeSantis has for months advocated blockading legal ports of entry with Mexico, where nearly all the illicit fentanyl is thought to be smuggled in from Mexico. But in the first formal policy rollout of his campaign, DeSantis escalated that language, saying anyone caught at the border with drugs could and should be shot, especially if you're Hunter Biden. No, I added that. I'm sorry. Quote, "You're already on U.S. soil once you're cutting through the wall. You have hostile intent," unquote, DeSantis said at the Texas border last week. Quote, "You absolutely can use deadly force. We absolutely can respond," unquote. So keep an eye on that story. I consider that to be a big one for us, obviously, who are here in Texas, excuse me, and who are dealing daily with the effects of what has happened in all of our communities in our major cities, just in Texas alone, when it comes to things like methamphetamine and fentanyl and all of these other more conventional evil and lethal drugs that people get mixed up in for reasons known only to God. But nonetheless, this whole business of attacking Mexico, intervening in Mexico with troops, airstrikes in Mexico, it's interesting that according to Intel Slava Z, the slightly over half of the American population, regardless of political party, supports that idea. RT tells us that LGBTQ Republicans slammed DeSantis ad as homophobic. We won't spend too much time with that. We've discussed the fact that the White House white powder has been confirmed as cocaine and that media outlets have suggested that it might be quote-unquote difficult for the U.S. Secret Service to find the culprit. Yeah, extremely difficult. Then we get into the Russian-Ukrainian war here, and Jeff Roberts has one for Pearls and Irritations. It's entitled Peace in Ukraine, Faltering Counteroffensive, and Failed Coup. That's an extremely fine essay. Military Summary has one that they just published today, a nice video on YouTube. Operation D-Day, the Russian regained all of their lost positions. Take a look at that one from this July 7th military summary on YouTube. Here's one from several days ago that has a nice summary of what really is going on right now in the Ukraine. It's entitled NATO Summit in a Big Failed Counteroffensive. I just made a few notes as I was listening to that one to summarize what's in it for all of you who may watch it later. Here's my summary. Ukrainian counteroffensive in Kherson region in Zaporozhye is stymied. 20,000 Ukrainian troops are dead or wounded. That's a statistic coming from a lot of sources. It might be more. The Duran has concluded that 20,000 dead and wounded is a reasonable figure. We have overwhelming Russian artillery and artillery ammunition advantage. overwhelming Russian air superiority, staggering Ukrainian losses with tanks, infantry fighting vehicles, and armored vehicles. And the Russian troops' strength estimates, as of the last couple of days, 50,000 in the Artemovsk, Bakhmut region, 80,000 Russian troops in the Kherson, Zaporozhye regions. But here's the real kicker, folks. There are ongoing rumors of a major Russian troop buildup in Kharkiv region and in Kupiansk, which, of course, is a major city in the Kharkiv region. 180,000 to 200,000 Russian troops allegedly building up there. What is going on there? Keep an eye on that one, folks. I am not suggesting that I know, but I don't think that the 180,000 to 200,000 Russian troops building up there are there to build a new Walmart in the Kharkiv region. Keep an eye on that story. The Durand has one today. Failed Ukrainian offensive splits the West. Ex-U.S. diplomats oppose Ukraine's entrance into NATO. Well, that could be because if Article 5 is invoked, they know that NATO will get its butt kicked. And here's the real kicker. Biden gives Kiev cluster shells. Well, here's another criminal action on the part of the President of the United States. Cluster shells, right, in Ukraine. That will undoubtedly kill and maim many civilians. And then, of course, Biden and NATO have already introduced white phosphorus munitions into that country, which will do for that country what was done for Serbia some 20 years ago, where all of these Serbian folks that were exposed to those white phosphorus munitions have now developed a cancer rate, which makes them the second leading nation in the world in terms of cancer victims percentage-wise. You watch this whole thing unfolding, and it remains to be seen as to whether or not the criminal in the White House is going to approve F-16 fighter jets being given to Zelensky, where there would be presumably a training for these Ukrainian pilots probably to take place both in Romania and in eastern Poland. Nonetheless, there is a suggestion that some of these neocons are rethinking this F-16 business with Zelensky, because frankly, when you start looking at the whole issue of tanks and the performance of these Bradley fighting vehicles and what has happened thus far with American tanks, not to mention British Challengers and Germany's Leopard 2 tanks, the performance of those has all been such an embarrassment that we are told by a variety of sources that now there is a faction in the neocon movement, there is a faction in the Pentagon that would prefer that the United States F-16 not be embarrassed in the skies over Ukraine in a direct confrontation with Russian pilots. That may or may not be true, but that is at least rumored. Keep an eye on that story. Vanessa Bealey, my old friend, and Brian Berletic have an excellent video that just appeared today on YouTube, courtesy of the Convo Couch. It's entitled Prigozhin's Mutiny, Zaporozhye False Flag, and Russia, Ukraine. And again, that is with Vanessa Bealey and Brian Berletic. By the way, in terms of this business of the Zaporozhye nuclear power plant, it is quite obvious that the stage is potentially being set for a false flag attack on the Zaporozhye nuclear power plant that would be blamed again on Russia, which has absolutely no motive whatsoever to do something like that, any more than they were the ones who bombed the Kharkovka dam, right? And who already has demonstrated criminality with the Nord Stream 2 attacks and the assassination of Darya Dugina last August 20th. I think we have a pretty good idea looking back over this historically, since this conflict started almost a year and a half ago, that the vast percentage of criminality and the vast percentage of major criminal incidents have been perpetrated by the United States and NATO and the UK, With an assist from certain other countries, presumably and predominantly in Western Europe. So keep an eye on that story. Mark Brian Berletic has another video out there with Mark Sloboda on the new Atlas. That's Brian's channel, and it's entitled Ukraine's Offensive Week 5. The American, the Russian ambassador to the United States, Anatoly Antonov, has said that the West should rein in Kiev before it causes World War III. That Zelensky is dragging the entire planet to hell, he says. I happen to agree with that. And by the way, that is to reinforce the idea, if you are an America First, anti-New World Order, anti-globo homo person, although we don't agree with him on every issue, I get back to this whole business of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and supporting him in a Democratic primary against Biden. Politically, we've got to shoot Biden's foot off. We have to take his other foot and give him a hot foot again, in the same way that Eugene McCarthy took care of Lyndon Johnson in New Hampshire in 1968. That's my take on this. What one does in the fall of 2024 is yet to be seen. But when you start talking about World War III and how close Biden and his Zionist neocon advisors are to getting us into a conflict from which there would be no return, that would involve Russia and China and Iran, among others, on one side, in our embarrassed military, and the weak sisters of Western Europe on the other. Think about it, folks. This is a no-win situation. Millions of people potentially could be killed and would be killed. The planet could be deemed uninhabitable. But the only good thing that might come out of this is the second coming of Jesus Christ. And I don't say that lightly or facetiously, but nonetheless, let's do what we can to support Kennedy early on through the Democratic primaries on this war issue, if for no other reason, and then we'll wait and see what happens in the fall of 2024. RT reports that the Pentagon reveals which cluster munitions could be sent to Ukraine. Well, of course, if you don't know what these cluster munitions are, they're banned in more than 100 countries because when they detonate, they release many small bomblets over a wide area. And these unexploded elements pose severe risks to civilians for years after the fighting ends. So whether you're talking about cluster munitions or you're talking about white phosphorus munitions and depleted uranium munitions, these are all acts of criminality being committed against the Ukrainian people and the Russians in this NATO-sponsored global homo war, where the chief culprits of criminality are the Biden cabal, the Clinton and the Newland and the Obama cabal, right, on the one hand, the Robert Kagan cabal, right, the Project for the New American Century people that gave you Bush's war on terror, subsequent to a false flag known as 9/11. So in that light, folks, the criminality of all of this continues to build. And are the American people going to do anything about it? You can at least register as a Democrat, maybe for the first time in your life. And I'm not a Democrat, but I'm going to register as one this time. Vote for Kennedy to send Biden and his global homo advisors a big message. What we do in the fall remains to be seen, but that, once again, is my recommendation. Martin J. for Strategic Culture. Dirty bomb attack articles have already been written by the British press blaming Russia. This has been a consistent pattern throughout where these Western media outlets predict things that end up happening, but they predict things that prepare the public for a Russia did it explanation when all of the evidence points in the other direction. We'll be back. This is the Dan Koff Report on RBN Live on this Friday, July 7th. Stay tuned.
Hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Report live on the Republic Broadcasting Network from San Antonio, Texas. Going to take Vinny's call from Indiana here in just a second. Just wanted to say, in conjunction with Martin Jaffer, Strategic Culture, take a look at Gordon Hahn's essay, The Zaporizhia Nuclear Plant, Zelensky's Next Simulacra. Press TV reports that Iran has jumped into the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. All of the articles on culture which we have put up there should make you sick at your stomach. History, Press Television, Iran Flight 655 and the July 3rd, 1988 shootdown of that civilian liner by the USS Vincennes. Take a look at the historical rehearsal of that. And then, of course, we have a couple of book reviews up there. And also the IHR's Mark Weber was recently in Tallinn, Estonia. And he has a video where he is lecturing at this conference. The video is entitled, and I haven't watched it yet, As Bad as Things Are, They Won't Continue This Way. That's Mark Weber at IHR. Vinny from Indiana, you are on with Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the Mark Weber lecture at Tallinn's really good. I wanted to ask, you mentioned Poland, and they have this NATO summit coming up, and you said that the Polish people don't want to get further involved in this Ukrainian war, and but I'm concerned, just like, you know, I know your Pat Buchanan's book, Hitler, Churchill and the Unnecessary War, Poland, yes, made the mistake at Versailles and in late 30s of being taking serious promises that could never be fulfilled. I mean, they got promised German territory that didn't belong to them, and then they got promised, you know, that France and England would get involved in a war on their side. And getting sucked into a deal with NATO for territory, which I understand that Russia doesn't want the Catholic regions of Ukraine. Everything west of the Bug River, you know, Lvov and the old Polish-Lithuanian, you know, the empire, that whole part of Ukraine, they don't want anything to do with that. So, you know, that's to be resolved at a later date. Why would Poland want to get further involved in NATO other than Jewish influence on their leaders?
I think you're exactly right. And I think Pat Buchanan's book would underscore the kind of historical perspective that you have on this, Vinny. And that, and I've read the book more than once, and I think you're exactly right on this. There is absolutely no true national interest that I can come up with that explains why the United States or Britain or any of these European countries are involved in this at all, except for the very thing that you identify, and that is the big taboo in mentioning it, right? The Jewish cabal that runs all of these Western governments, including our own. That's the only thing that I think makes sense on this, and I think all the proof is there when you look at Biden's chief advisors on this subject. Frankly, they're all Jewish, every single one of them.
Yeah. It'd be great to have, you know, to hear from Pat Buchanan. Just one thing about Pat Buchanan. The first time I remember hearing about, from him was when he did radio shows for NBC, and one of the first things he talked about was the Briggs Initiative, and you talk about Global Homo. I don't wonder if you remember the Briggs Initiative, which would have kept out of the closet homosexuals from advocating gay propaganda in the California public school system.
Yes. And here all these years later, whether you're looking at international wars, or you're looking at LGBTQ, or you're looking at unrestrained illegal immigration or fiat money, Pat Buchanan has been proven right on every single one of those topics. Thanks for calling, Vinny.
All right. Have a good night.
Uh-huh. You've been listening to the Dan Koff Report on RBN from San Antonio, Texas. See you next week. God bless you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.